AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Federal Reserve Board Chair Janet Yellen says continued job growth, strong consumer spending, and low inflation will all be factors when the regulators meet later this month on the possibility of raising key interest rates.
When my colleagues and I meet, we will assess all of the available data and their implications for the economic outlook in making our policy decision.
Yellen says the economy is as strong as it's been since the recession, and she expects continued economic growth in the next few years. The International Atomic Energy Agency says up until 2009, Iran worked on developing nuclear weapons. But in its final report, the IAEA says those activities didn't go past planning and testing of basic components. The report also suggests that not all information the agency wanted was made available by the Iranian government, leaving the conclusions less clear than they would have been had there been full cooperation. Opening statements being made in the trial of a Baltimore police officer charged in the police custody death of Freddie Gray. Ed Donahue with more.
Prosecutor Michael Schatzow says Officer William Porter alone is on trial for what he did and, more importantly, what he did not do. Schatzow told jurors Porter was there on five of six stops made by a transit van after Freddie Gray was arrested. He said after Gray asked for medical attention and complained he couldn't breathe, Porter picked him up from the floor and placed him in an upright position on the bench and did not secure him in a seatbelt. Schatzow says evidence will show Porter criminally neglected his duty to keep Freddie Gray safe. I'm Ed Donahue.
This year's Cyber Monday was the biggest online shopping day ever. Research firm Comscore says consumers spent more than $3 billion shopping by phone, laptop, or tablet, pushing sales up 21% over last year. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 71. This is AP Radio News. Talks on a government-wide spending bill have hit a snag as the White House and Democrats won't go along with Republican demands for policy provisions on the environment, regulation of the financial services industry, and making it more difficult for Syrian and Iraqi refugees to enter the U.S. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says those proposals won't fly and the GOP doesn't have the support to go it alone.
If Republicans go back to the strategy of trying to pass budget legislation along party lines, they'll see that that process doesn't work. They can go ask former Speaker John Boehner how well that process works.
The ill will also follows a story in Politico quoting anonymous Republicans characterizing Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi as an obstacle to the talks, blaming her for slow progress on dozens of unresolved issues. Lawmakers had hoped to pass a larger measure in a little more than a week, but a short-term funding bill might be needed to keep the government open past December 11th. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.